When it comes to cameras, there are three decisions every church must make. The choice between human-operated or automatic systems, the trade-off between cinematic quality and plug-and-play ease, and the technical bridge between live production and recorded content. It's time to stop shopping and start strategizing. It all happens next on the Church Solutions Podcast.
It's the Church Solutions Podcast, brought to you by StreamingChurch.tv. The Church Solutions Podcast is all about helping you and your church with technology and other resources for your life and ministry. Now, here are your hosts, Steve Lacey and Phil Thompson.
Hello, everyone, and welcome. I slurred that, didn't I? Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Church Solutions Podcast. My name is Phil Thompson.
And I'm Steve Lacey.
All right.
I was reprimanded last night. I lead our small group, and it's some elderly people in my group, but a lot of them are, you know, close friends of mine, and they were giving me a hard time about not projecting, kind of like you. Yep. So I spoke very loudly.
Well, good.
The whole night.
It's only taken 15 years. It's kind of funny because you and I have been testing some stuff recently, and you don't have to project when we're trying to fix things, but it is kind of funny because I'll try to listen to you.
Which
I do too. Yeah, and I do the same.
Start mumbling and yeah.
Exactly. So I'm like, what? Turn the stream on, shut it off. But I do the same thing. So yeah, but projection is something I learned it in broadcasting school, but
say project, they just said talk louder. So I
and
spoke,
by the way, define elderly. You just said you have elderly people. Define
elderly
that for
is anybody older than me, right? So
yeah, it's
and then that window moves too. As
it does.
As I move towards that window,
my sister
One guy did get a punch in the ribs saying, "Turn on your hearing aids."
My sister's 88, and I just recently found out I had a sister. I guess 7 years ago now, almost eight. That's a whole nother story. That's through ancestry.com, but. Her friends are all, and your mother-in-law who lived up into her 90s, how old was Tina's mother when she passed away?
She was 97.
Yeah. And
so, yeah.
So, I mean, she outlived everybody, right? All their friends, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's the only bummer of getting living a really, really long time is,
And my sister is 88, and she's starting to see that as well. You know, a lot of her friends are gone.
All right. And on a brighter note.
She'll probably outlive me. All right. So the brighter note is we are at episode number 509, as far as we know. And this is brought to you by StreamingChurch.tv, which is us. We are experts in the area of streaming, at least we're pretty good at it. We've been doing it for a long time. We're not experts in cameras, but we do have some knowledge of cameras. And today we're going to talk about cameras because that's a question that I haven't got it for a while. But I remember when I first started to do this with you in 2009 or whatever it was, a lot of people would ask me, what kind of a camera should I get? And I liked your response. Your response was, well, it's kind of like asking what kind of a car I should get because it depends on your needs, depends on your situation, your environment, you're trying to do with it. Your budget is a big part of it as well. So it's almost the same way with cameras. That's still I don't hear that question so much today, but I do occasionally because new cameras are coming out and there are some things that we should talk about today. So we'll talk about some cameras.
Yeah. And there's I'll call it leagues of players in this space. There's the major leaguers. And I think a lot of the material we're going to be going off of is from somebody that lives in the major leagues. And then there's the minor leagues. So the major leagues are typically those with, you know, yeah, I've got 2,000 people at my church and I've got a big budget and, you know, we're gonna do it right. And then there's the minor leagues, which I more relate to, which is the, wow, we've got a church, we need to stream, we don't have a lot of money, we don't have a lot of volunteers, and we don't have a lot of skilled volunteers, and so we put together the what we called the good, better, best equipment recommendation. You can get it at streamingchurch.tv. Yeah, I think as we're going through this, our sites, when we put the good, better, best, I think was kind of geared towards the smaller to medium sized churches and not
the minor leagues. I'm not sure if I'm a pastor. I'm not sure I like that analogy. Now, it is spring training here in Arizona. And by the way, in minor league baseball, you have different categories, right? You have triple A, which is almost the next step to major league. You have double A. Yeah. And you have single A, and then you got stuff even below that. So, but something I do want to remind people about, and that is the average church in the United States is around 70 people. So if you've got 70 people or 80 or 90 people, you're doing pretty good. So I think we need to keep that in mind, because as a former pastor, and I was in this, you know, I like to blow my horn here and tell you how long I did it, but I was in it for a long time, and when you hear all these things about you should have a church of 300 or 400 people or 500 people or more, you know, it does put pressure on you as a pastor. It's like, oh, I guess I'm just not doing well enough, or we're just not good enough. But the average church in America is not that large.
Yeah. So another thing I told you I've been kind of watching these. I watched one YouTube retirement video and so now I get fed thousands of them on, you know, is how much money is enough to retire on that quarter thing. And one of the things that they point out, which I think applies here as well, is they have the mean, which is the average. And they'd say the average is, let's just say, $500,000 or something like that. For somebody this age has, you know, to retire on, you need that much money. But the median is only like $100,000. So, because he says what's going on is there's some people that got $10 million and they're really pushing the average way up. And you know the differences between a mean and a median. And I think the church is also, you say average size church, that's probably the mean, but the median is probably even lower. So
that's a good point. Anyway, yeah, that's a good point. All right, so let's get on with it here. If everybody's still with us, so I think you got to look
at talk stats,
more stats, because we like stats,
means and medians, and
so Brady Shear. By the way, some of these notes are from Brady Shear, who we've had on here before, and I call him the Whiz Kid. He's up in Canada, northeastern part there. Around Niagara Falls, and we love him. We think he's a great guy. Don't always agree with him, but some of these notes are from him.
And he's on the podcast.
Yeah, and you can always find Brady Shear, Pro Church Tools, I think, on YouTube, and he does a good job. So let's talk about some decisions that you have to make. So let's, you know, we're not camera experts. We have a little bit of an idea, but let's talk a little bit about what's, I think, is very important. You know, what kind of decision are you going to make as far as what kind of camera you're going to get? So there's some pre-purchase strategy here that you've got to look at. And we'll put this on our blog in some form or another. If you go to streamingchurch.tv/blog, you can look at our blogs. But let's talk about, before looking at your gear, you got to answer a couple questions, at least three of them. So the first one is, are you looking for a camera that is manned or unmanned? So do you have volunteers behind the cameras, or are your cameras able to fly solo? So one of those things, when we talk about a manned camera, M-A-N-N-E-D, camcorders, right? There's also these cameras that are called mirrorless. cinema types. We can talk about that later. Studio type cameras. We can talk about what those are in a little bit. And then there's unmanned cameras that are PTZs.
Yes. So manned is basically, I've got a tripod or I've got a camera on somebody's shoulder and it's got somebody pointing and zooming and focusing and doing all that.
Moving around.
That is, yes, they're, yeah, or they're, at our church, we have a blend, which a lot of churches can have a blend as well. We have one manned camera, and that's like camera one, meaning that's our primary camera. And so it is manned. It's on a tripod, and it's got somebody that's on, you know, a radio with us in the back doing switcher stuff. And then we have a bunch of unmanned, which are pan, tilt, zoom, PTZ cameras that are located fixed mounted and don't roam around the sanctuary, but we can control them remotely.
Yeah. So. So those are the main differences there, as you just nicely defined there. So.
Yeah. And so as you're asking yourself, these questions are basically, do I have man or volunteers, women, whoever, kids, we've done it all, that we can reliably count on to go the manned route. So, I mean, obviously it would be best if everything was manned. A lot of people have that luxury. Well, there's trade-offs too.
Yeah, there's trade-offs. I was starting to smile there when you mentioned that with kids, because I remember one time when I was on staff at your church, and one of the younger kids were manning a camera, and I looked at the video, and all it went down to the pastor's feet. It's just all you saw was his legs and his feet.
Yeah,
I don't know who that was. That Joel? I don't remember who that was.
Joel was actually a really good cameraman. His older years.
Probably wasn't.
I had an instance just 2 weeks ago, and it was the person that runs our pro presenter, her daughter, and I don't know how old she was, maybe 12 or so, and it wasn't her fault, but the battery in the camera was going out, so she couldn't focus and she couldn't zoom. Mm-hmm. And so it made it really challenging and she could not get it fixed. And they're swapping batteries out. Her mom is right there next to her. Okay, we're going to pull the battery and stick another battery in. Okay, go to some other shot. Cause and this is our number one main camera. And finally got the battery going where the thing would operate. And then like 5 minutes later, the mom, she's on her headset, and she goes, Maria needs to go to the bathroom. So so we're going to get a shot, and then she's going to be gone for several minutes. This is in the middle of service. We got some other cameras. We'll try to make this happen.
Calling there. Well, and you bring up a good point, though, again. If you have young people in your church, they might be somebody that you might consider recruiting to help you with cameras and tech. I just want to remind people that, because young people are people.
Young people are a lot of times really gifted in these kind of areas too.
Yes,
much
absolutely.
More so than those out in the world. With working jobs and stuff. So,
exactly. So, it depends on, I don't know what age, so that's just a little free advice there. We're giving out now, no extra charge for that. And that reminds me, before I was married, I was dating a girl and she had several kids, and it's a long story, but I'd known her for many, many years, and her husband had died. And we started to date a little bit, which probably wasn't a great idea, but I didn't want to go forward in the relationship because she had four small kids and I just wasn't ready for fatherhood at that time. This was years ago. And she told me, she goes, Phil, they're just little people. They're just people. They're little people. That's all. They're just, they're people. They're just little people. apparently I was seeing them as not people. All right, so they're not people, they're kids. All right, let's go with the second question you need to ask yourself. Isn't this podcast fun? The second question is, what are you looking for, image quality or convenience? And you're probably, some of you are going to say both, and it's possible to have both, but image quality versus convenience. So we're talking again these different cameras, right? The mirrorless / cinema cameras. Many times those are the best look. They're kind of high to set up, but they're, you know, but then you have camcorders and PTZs, which is probably fall into the area of convenience. And those cameras, those type of cameras have smaller sensors, but they're pretty easy to plug and play. Does that make sense? So yeah. The other ones, the cinema stuff, they have larger sensors, and so you can kind of have more of a movie look to them, or more of a theatrical look, so to speak, to your video. We can get into that later. But so you got to ask yourself the question here: image quality versus convenience.
Yeah, I think this is an area that is starting to merge as well. I mean, traditionally,
yes, I agree.
You are a camera guy and you got a real camera, you know, and you set the f-stops and you did all this stuff, and you know, you set up your own lenses and did all this stuff. And I think, I mean, as camera quality has improved and matured over the years, that convenience versus image quality, you can approach both, or I would like to say the image quality of the convenience camera has gone way
yes.
up.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you can have your cake and eat it too in some ways. I mean, it's definitely much better than it was years ago. So there is, again, a happy medium there. But again, as you mentioned at the very beginning here, you know, if you've got a large church of 2,000 or 3,000 people and a big auditorium, so to speak, you know, a big stage, you know, those are factors you need to consider. When you're looking at these things.
And you're going to have a lot more control with the image quality one, but then you're also going to have a lot more control with them, meaning you have a lot more that you can mess up, or especially if you're dealing with volunteers that we just don't know how to fix it. You know, this one's all way too bright, or it's got too much blue, or, you know, whatever's going on. It usually takes somebody that goes, oh, I know how to fix that. You're grabbing, you know, because guys that are doing the stream are like, you know, this one camera is all red. And they're like, I have no idea how to color balance that thing and get the red out. But you're on a headset going, who knows how to adjust the color balance on, you know. So it's
right.
Yeah. You're going to get a higher quality and you'll be able to tune it to be just right for your environment. But you're going to run into issues where they're just higher maintenance.
And now that you mention that, and maybe I'm getting ahead of myself here, but when you're buying cameras and if you're going to go multiple cameras, you really need to stay with the same camera, the same brand, and probably the same camera. Because if you have, and I saw this at your church when I was on staff, we had different cameras and the picture, the video color looked different. It was just, you know, one camera would be a little brighter in the video picture, the picture would be brighter or whatever. One would be a little darker. The color would be a little different on the different camera because they were different cameras from different years and different brands. And so that's one thing you'll want to keep in mind, that if you're going to buy more than one camera, you want to really try to match them up and try to have the same type of camera, the same brand, because it's really hard to make it look consistent if you don't.
Yeah. Even if you do get the same camera and you're going for this image quality arena, you can tune one and then next week it's completely out of tune. Yeah.
I mean, definitely. All right. It's more high maintenance. It definitely is more high maintenance. All right. So the third question is, you're getting a camera. You want to get a camera. What are you going to use it for? Is it going to be live streaming, live production versus just recorded stuff? So maybe you want to, you know, for some churches, you want to just do recorded stuff and, you know, have it up on social media and do different things with it. So again, you've got to look at, there's a difference here. it could be a difference between, you know, a camera that you would use to do live streaming with versus something recorded. And again, we're talking recorded just needs to have something that's got a decent sensor in it, you know, maybe a good memory card, those kind of things, where live would be something like SDI being involved in that, and, you know, remote and, controls.
I mean, the key is, you know, I've done my time with behind the camera as well. You got to have tally lights. So people know that, if, especially if you have multiple cameras, is my camera in a preview set mode? Is my camera live? Because what you don't want to do is, because you're going to be, what we do with our deal is we have multiple cameras. We have three or four PTZs and one live camera. And you don't want to be sending something live while you're, you know, switching the shot from the drummer to the lead singer, and it's, you know, it's whipping by. So
right.
The only way to know if you're the cameraman, whether my camera is live now, is a tally light. That's either going to be green or red. And you know that it's red. Yeah. I'm going to stay on the shot until that tally light goes off. And then I can go pick up somebody else, you know, in a different shot.
So moving around and stuff. Yeah. Okay, good. All right, so man versus unmanned, image quality versus convenience, live production versus recorded. Shall we talk a little bit about, just give a quick little breakdown here in the next couple minutes about some of these cameras, just so
sure. People. And this is, Brayden had gone through and said, well, he broke them out into PTZ cameras and just different classes of cameras here.
Yeah, and I my plan here was not to get into specific brands a whole lot, you know, just to talk a little bit about what they are. So PTZ cameras, we mentioned that before. They're much better than they ever used to be. I mean, when we first started doing this, PTZ cameras were like security cameras, you know, kind of out of focus and hard to move around. They would be herky-jerky. Much better now. PTZ Optics, you know, is one of the companies that we've worked with before, done webinars with, but PTZ cameras, pan, tilt, and zoom. And there's lots of different ones out there, right? I mean, there's some of them you can spend $7,000 on, and there's some you can spend, you know, whatever, $2,000 or whatever.
In the PTZ world, we did something at our church that I think is unusual. I'm not sure how common it is, which it also, I think, creates a lot of issues for us. But we bought not PTZ cameras that are designed as PTZ cameras that live in a mount and swivels and does all that stuff. We bought PTZ mounts that can pan, tilt, and zoom the camera we picked a camera that we could either use on a tripod or we could use on this PTZ mount, and you basically mount it to this PTZ mount, hook up some wiring and stuff so that it can control the zoom and some other things that you would do with the PTZ. Yeah. So it's kind of a hybrid setup.
And is it working well for you or not?
I'm not a big fan. So, but.
And why aren't you a big fan? Why don't you like it?
I'm not a big fan because a lot of times we'll have a camera just go out, and you go out to and check on the camera, and you'll find out, well, the camera's doing just fine, but the plug-in from the output from the camera that goes into the PTZ that sends everything back to the switchboard room, that little unit overheated or needed to get rebooted, or, you know, I don't know all the details of it, but we will have issues where the camera will just go black all of a sudden. And it's not it wasn't the camera, but it was the interface to the camera that went out. So anyway, I don't know. If I was in charge, and I'm not at our church, I would probably opt for probably one of these cameras that Brady has talked about, which is they are designed as PTZ cameras. You stick them on a wall.
Yeah, it's self-contained.
Everything's self-contained. That the camera is built into the pan, tilt, zoom thing, and it's all just right. one piece of equipment. Yeah. Whereas ours is, we'll take a Canon camera and mount it to this PTZ thing we got. I also found that issues that we have is we control everything with a flight controller, a flight simulator controller.
Kind of like they did with that Titan submarine that blew up or imploded. So, but anyhow, go ahead.
and I just learned this just a few weeks ago. I was thinking, you know, this thing is, it's got to operate, you know, like modern mice do with optical sensors and stuff. And no, ours has an old like roller ball inside of it that gets dirty and gets stuck. And, you know, it's just, so you got to clean it out, you know, or it's not going to work well. Anyway, that's our world.
All those things you got to consider and think about, but I would agree. I think you want something self-contained. It just always, whenever we talk about these kind of things, I always think about my Jeep when I was building my Jeep to do off-roading. I would try to keep the same differential, but just put in better axles, you know, but the differential wasn't made to handle what I was trying to do with 36 inch tires at the time or whatever. And so the differential would get screwed up and the gears would get messed up. The axles were okay, so to speak. But so finally I end up, you know, doing what I should have done years before. And that is put in all the right equipment, you know, put in one ton axles, the whole thing, the differentials, the transfer case. And anyhow, we're getting off track, but you know,
just Pius solution that's designed for the end use.
But trying to piece things together. When you try to piece something together, it can have its problems. All right. So PTZ cameras, camcorders, you know, those again are kind of the workhorses here, right? Camcorders can be good. I mean, they can be pretty reliable. And there's some that are really expensive again, and there's some that aren't really expensive. So, you know, you can spend $800 or $900 or more, or you can spend, you know, $5,000 or $6,000 for a camcorder. It just depends on your budget. And again, as we talked about earlier, you know, what is it you're trying to accomplish, right? So we probably don't need to talk much about camcorders. There's the mirrorless cameras that we've talked about in this podcast already. Those, are kind of that, what do you call it, the cinematic look to them. They have, large sensors in them, so they're able to, you know, you can really focus on somebody and have a like your worship leader, and then the background can be kind of blurry, and that's good. You want whoever, you know, you're focusing on, the pop, so to speak. So there's a lot of bells and whistles and quality stuff that comes with these cinematic look cameras. Again, they call them mirrorless. We want to go to cinema and studio, which is kind of more of a live production thing. Cinema and studio are really good there, you know, for streaming parts of what you're trying to do.
And one of the things, you know, that you mentioned early on, we're not the camera people, but we do know the camera people. We work with a few companies that specialize in this. So if you're at this point and you're like, I just don't know, and I want to get some professional advice, we can probably connect you up with a couple of guys, gals that run companies that do this day in and day out.
Streamingchurch.tv. You just go there anytime and you can click on the chat. And even if it's in midnight, you can still put something in the chat and we'll get it and we'll reach out to you and help you hook you up with whoever, you know, might be good for what you're trying to accomplish. All right. So let's just cover a few things very quickly here as we close out, running out of time. Match your ecosystem. In other words, don't, as I was saying earlier, don't try to mix and match things. Color matching can be a real problem, can be a real nightmare, as we've experienced before. So, you know, try to get something that's going to be consistent. Be careful that you don't overspend. There's lots of people out there that will tell you their camera is the greatest thing in the world and you should spend $6,000 on it. May not need to do that.
I think there's a lot of hype out there. Oh, you need to get the plug it, fill in the blank, you know, XYZ 4K camera, because that is the coolest and best one. And then you're, you're out there chasing these, ideas of things and not buying for your, not buying for your solution there.
Yeah. And then there's the infrastructure over gear. So this is the point you were making earlier, and that is sometimes the less expensive cameras that are set up correctly can be much, much better than buying something you just mentioned, some super duper camera that you spent a lot of money on and you can't really figure out how to use it correctly.
And we've heard this before too. We get somebody that's really talented in this arena and they come in and they're all fired up and they go, I'm going to get everybody all set up, and they go buy the best equipment. They know how to drive everything about it. And then 6 months later, they're gone.
They're gone.
And you've got this volunteer that's like, how do I turn it on? You know, it's all, the color's all messed up. How do I fix it? You know? So you don't want to get into that mode. You want to kind of buy for your appropriate place and just reinforce.
Buy
for who you are. If you've got a paid staff member that's full-time tech guy, and if he leaves, you're going to replace him with another, then go all out and do, have these TV quality production systems going on. What's I find is also really interesting is that world, TV quality production systems, is all getting replaced with people's iPhones.
I know, right?
90% of the high quality YouTube stuff I watch on my 80-inch TV is filmed on an iPhone.
Well, and people making movies too. There's people that are making movies that are in cinemas, and they're using maybe not the entire movie on with their iPhone, but they're doing bits and pieces of it, and it looks great. So
don't get carried away, I guess, is the thing, and don't let anyone on your staff get carried away, unless you want to be in that business and hire somebody that's going to be able to follow up behind them and figure out what cool widget they just invested in.
And it always comes down to common sense too. And that is, and you're the same way. Whenever I'm looking to buy something, I look into reviews. I spend some time looking at some things. And then I ask advice from people that have some experience in it. You know what I mean? Because that's really the real key, is when you don't know everything, you need to talk to somebody that has a little more experience than you do in some of those things. And again, disclaimer here, we're not camera experts. We're good at streaming, but we have some experience. And we certainly, as you mentioned, Steve, earlier, we certainly know people that can help you in this situation. So we're out of time.
All right.
So hopefully this helps
carried away.
Yeah. Don't get carried away. Don't freak out. And hopefully this has helped you a little bit. And go ahead.
Whatever you do it has to fit into a bigger system. So your bigger system being, how you're streaming or what your content is. And so just don't try to optimize. Yeah.
Right.
It
comes down to the big three questions that we, or big three decisions, manned, unmanned, image quality, convenience, live. You could be using the stream live with all the time, or just maybe doing some nice recorded stuff that you want to use, All those are legitimate. Okay. Anyhow, thank you for your input on this, Steve. You have more experience than I do with this, because you're there every Sunday or every Saturday, I guess, at your church.
Yeah. And I get to put up with. Yeah, I would not call myself a camera person at all, but I do get to see the effects of, people that have gone before me and they bought this camera. And wow, it was the best decision at the time, but it's sure causing us a lot of problems right now.
And we see that with our customers. We occasionally have a customer who will tell us that same thing. So, all right, streamingchurch.tv is a place you could go if you want to look at our resources. Go there. And we do have an equipment list that Steve mentioned earlier. And again, if we can help you, if anything, with streaming video or just trying to get you connected to people that know about cameras or know about some other things, we certainly want to do that. That's what we do here. We're all about trying to help churches, and that's what we've been doing here at with this company now, which is going on 25 years now in July, yeah. Right, Steve? 25 years. We need to have a party.
There you go. Yeah.
Yeah, 25th anniversary of the company, JSL Solutions.
That's right.
It's been working. So there you go. See, time flies when you're having fun.
You know it.
All right. Good deal. All right, folks. Thank you. If you haven't subscribed to the Church Solutions podcast, please consider doing that and give us a rating if you would. We'd love to hear from you. I'm Phil Thompson. He's Steve Lacy. Please take care of yourself and each other, and we'll catch you again on another episode of the Church Solutions podcast.